You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The small northwest Michigan town of Idlewild once meant fun and vacation for African Americans. Idlewild was the place where black families could enjoy a vacation that was free from the constraints of racist segregation. Filmmaker Tinashe Brignone is putting the spotlight back on Idlewild with an international film festival that's going to happen August 23rd, 24th, and 25th. So let's find out about this festival. Tinashe, welcome to the program. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me today.
So this is the inaugural festival, first time out. What gave you the idea to do this festival and to do it in Idlewild?
Well, I actually visited Idlewild last year for the first time, did not know there was a real Idlewild. The only Idlewild I had ever heard of was from the movie with Andre, I believe his name is Andre 3000.
Mm-hmm.
And I went there for a summer glamping trip and just noticed how beautiful it was there. Coming from Detroit, I don't get to experience a lot of nature. So it was just like a getaway from the city, and the atmosphere was just so serene. I had a wonderful time. I actually ended up shooting a short film called With Love from Idlewild, and it was a very spontaneous short documentary that I filmed. And so after I filmed that, you know, I submitted it to a few film festivals. It got into the Marshall Film Festival up north, and then it made it into the Free Press Film Festival. And the last festival so far is the Asian African Diaspora Festival in Cincinnati, Ohio. Getting back to the film festival.
Yeah.
While I was working on the movie, I decided, well, I had already thought about doing a film festival. I just didn't know where. And so when I got to Idlewild, I realized they didn't have, you know, a lot of infrastructure. They didn't have a lot of media arts programs. There's just not a whole lot going on there. And so I decided that would be a great place to just launch a film festival. I know it's crazy. Like, who would want to put a film festival in a rural part of Michigan? Well, I guess that would be me.
Well, when did you become aware that, oh my goodness, this is the Idlewild where so many, black families came to to seek some vacation and do exactly what you're doing, commune
exactly.
with the North?
Yeah, I did not realize that until after I got back home, and I had, you know, had like a just a little brief intro to Idlewild from a friend who brought me there.
Yeah.
But I started doing research. I was just so captivated that I started doing research, and I started coming across a lot of footage. I came across this, I think it's called like nature porn or something like that, or obstruction. I can't think of the name of it. So basically they go around and they look for like dilapidated buildings and they kind of expose them on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they were showing was not my experience there. And so I wanted to kind of, you know, frame a different story. So I took the footage that I had and I just started arranging it as I saw Idlewild in my own, you know, image through my eyes. And again, the film festival just came from that whole short film and just wanting to, you know, show the community of Idlewild this short film.
Yes.
And then I realized that, hey, you know, there's not a lot of women film festivals in Michigan. It would be nice to have a women's film festival. And then it became a women's international film festival. And then it just kept growing from there.
So good ideas just keep growing.
Yes.
So give us an idea, Tinashe, what is on tap for those 3 days? What do you have scheduled?
Okay, so the film festival itself is actually Friday and Saturday, and then there's an award ceremony, which is like a private ceremony that Sunday. And it's on the festival grounds, Lindsay Park or Paradise Lake Festival grounds. In terms of the films, I have films from all over the country. I have a film from Malaysia, Kenya, Cuba. I have two films from Cuba, which are absolutely just very exciting. They're subtitled films. But I decided that I would just go ahead and show them because, you know, hey, you can still learn a lot, you know, reading subtitles. I love subtitled films personally.
What's the film that speaks to you, that really, really resonates to you with you? I know, I'm asking you to pick one.
let me think. I believe it's called, there's actually two. The one that is from Cuba is Basuco Afro-Cuban Beats, I believe it's called, or Basuco. My Spanish is terrible. And that one basically touches on the importance of cultural relevance. So it kind of talks about different music and how they evolved and things like that, which I'm really heavy into, like music and origins of music.
Bacoso es eso. Son las calles santiagueras, es la conexión entre África, el Caribe y Cuba. Porque Bacoso somos nosotros.
Bacoso, se baila en la calle. Bacoso, se escucha en la casa. Bacoso, hasta los niños. Bacoso, que lo traigo yo. Bacoso, se baila en la calle. Bacoso, se escucha en la casa.
And then there's another film that's actually from my hometown, which is Detroit, and that's called Side Lots. That's a very important film for the festival. It talks about reclaiming the land, and it also talks about, you know, I don't want to give away too much, but basically it's very nature-centered, which I thought was appropriate for Idlewild.
Give us a sense of just what this town meant to African Americans when it was, you know, in the 20th century, when it was its vacation heyday.
Well, Idlewild was one of the very few places where African Americans were allowed to just basically be themselves and not have to worry about segregation and the horrors that came with it. So people, regardless of what, you know, their status was able to go and blend in and, you know, just have a good time, relax. There was a lot of parties. There was a lot of hanging out on the beach, I guess. Horses, people would ride horses, fishing, all those wonderful things that people still enjoy today. One of the main things that I find important about Idlewild is all the history in terms of the entertainers that frequent there. Aretha Franklin, Della Reese, Cab Calloway, I believe, frequent there, a whole list of other people that I can't recall. And so that was their haven where they could go and just relax and just, you know, connect with their own people and not have to worry about being treated like a second-class citizen.
Yeah, I've seen some, you're right, Lena Horne and the Four Tops. There were some, as you say, big names that made it up to this little town in Michigan.
Exactly. And a lot of us from Michigan don't even know about it. So, you know, I kind of made it my mission to let people know about it or inform people about it. I've been doing a lot of speaking engagements, just telling people about Idlewild and trying to get people to come up there and kind of reclaim the land. There is not a lot of infrastructure there, which is why we're having an outdoor film festival, which I know it's very risky because we live in Michigan and the weather is iffy. But I definitely felt like it was worth the risk. And we also have an indoor venue, which will take place inside one of the, it's like a community building. They do not have a theater. So there's like this really large community building that we are making into a screening room. And we've been getting assistance from a lot of organizations, including the Detroit Institute of Arts, Oakland University, Spin Inc., which is in Detroit. Just a lot of people have joined us in making this happen.
I'm interested why, Tinish, you decided to make this an international festival instead of, I'm going to use air quotes here, an African-American festival.
Yes, I'm glad you asked me that. Because I really feel like with just the history, there's a number of reasons, but with just the history of the segregation and, you know, things like that, I feel like it's important that we kind of evolve as a nation. And I would love for Idlewild to be sort of a meeting place where people from all nationalities and ethnic groups could come together and, you know, just join and enjoy media, enjoy films. So, and also another thing is that I feel like people don't get to travel a lot. And this is a way that they are exposed to other cultures. So by being exposed to other cultures, we learn that we're not so different after all. So it's kind of, you know, my way of educating people without them knowing, but I guess I just told them.
Well, the Idlewild International Film Festival, again, it happens August 23rd, 24th, and 25th. And all the details, all the screening schedules are right there on the website, IdlewildIntFilmFest.com. And we have been talking with the filmmaker and the organizer of this inaugural film festival. We've been talking with Tinisha Brignone. It's been fun talking with you and good luck. And let's hope that the sun shines and the skies are clear at night and you don't have any rain.
Thank you so much for having me.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.